here. Swing music is kind of like jazz in that they just let
it
flow.
You mean Western swing music?
Yes, excuse me.
Very much like it, but it's more the swing impact on that kind of music, because swing music was meant for dancing.
Yes.
And people dance a lot when swing music. Even with the black bands, with the Count Basie and Duke Ellington band, a lot of the show piece numbers were just meant for people to listen to them.
Yeah. But I can see those guys take off, and they don't know where they're going to go, just like you guys in jazz, you know, and they have no idea where they're going, where it's going to end.
But you know, that is partially true, but the other side of that is, in spite of the fact that it sounds like they're playing all over the place, there is a structure. You have to stay within that structure.
Okay.
As long as they're within that structure, whatever they play is immaterial. But there's a structure. They're hearing something.
Is there a structure in jazz?
Yes.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
There still is a structure.
The structure
think you're just going wild and crazy.
No.
But you...
That's the perception people want to have. Oh, he's just playing outside. No, there's a structure. The head is called the melody. You play the melody, and then you take a solo. Well, when you take a solo, all you're doing is having a conversation with the musicians on the bandstand. This is the way I feel about this. Within the perimeters of this comment, and this is the way I feel. Well, I feel this way. Then they exchange four. They start taking four bar solos. I play four bars, you play four bars. So it's like, blah, 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 blah. But there's a conversation. At the end, they all know where they're going. There is a structure, and that structure is universal.
Man.
Later, I'll tell you about an experience I had in Romania. It was just an incredible situation.
Tell it right now.
Okay. I have a book out that's no longer... I'm going to put it on the internet within the next couple of months. It's called Jazz Road. Anyway, I went to the book signing expo in Constanza, Romania. I was staying out on the Black Sea by the water, and then a guy comes up, and I was staying in the suite that he normally has for his family for a week. And I was already there, so he asked, who is this guy in my suite? The guy came on the boat. He came and brought his boat. And he said, who is this guy? He said, he's a musician, blah, blah, blah. So ultimately, he got around to finding out who I was, and he invited me on the boat. We go on the boat. He said, man, I'd like to do... play some jazz. Would you like to play some? I said, well, I didn't come for it, but I got a couple of days. I was free. You know, I said, yeah, we'll play some jazz. He put together a four-piece group for me. Bass, piano, drums, saxophone. We played, and it was like, you a bebop player? Yeah. We played all the bebop licks they had been listening to, because they're in Romania behind the Iron Curtain. There's a lot of tricks, because it's conversation. I said, oh, no, he didn't do that. Well, he did it to see if I would respond. That's called call and response. And when he do it, I said, oh, yeah, that's what you want. Okay. Bam, I hit him back, and, oh, okay, blah, blah, blah. But then, at the end, the gypsy kept playing saxophone. He played Body and Soul, which was made famous by Coleman Hawkins. They called him the Hawk. His running partner was Ben Webster. He's from Texas, but he grew up in Muskogee, and people consider him an Okie. He played Body and Soul, which is a very slow ballad, very sultry ballad. Nah, 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 nah. And at the end, he plays what is known as an obbligato, where he just, blah, 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 that's the crazy part. And all of a sudden he said, na-na-na-na, which is Cherokee. And that's typical of jazz players. I mean, he was doing that stuff, and the bass player was just a phenomenal player, the classical player. And then he picked up the bass. And he and I were fiddling around, I was playing, calling all this. And blah, 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 and all of a sudden this cat, when he played the obbligato, he took a deep breath and said, na-na-na-na. And I said, oh, no, he didn't. And the bass player and I locked up and drove this cat into the Black Sea. And he looked around and he was speaking gypsy because I couldn't understand it. I know what he wanted to say, so who was this in? But we had plenty of fun. But it just shows you about the world impact that jazz had, and the fact that the language, no matter what language you speak as your mother tongue, is very common among jazz players. I mean, it was the best jam session. It was on the internet. The lady, Stella, that I wrote the song for, My Ballerina, she had it on the internet for a long time. But it was phenomenal. I said, oh, no, he didn't. When he got through, he didn't speak English, but he came over and shook my hand. But it's like they had, this is what bebop players, we use this. We've heard this. This is bebop players do this. We wonder if he knows all this. I said, man, that's my era. You know, that's my...
This all comes like drinking water for you. And those of us who can't keep beat, we sit on the sidelines and we're just plain jealous and wish we had.
Well, you know, the thing about it, jazz... as good as jazz can be, it needs ears like those who can't play it.
Because so is that my part, my ears?
Well,
I can listen.
If you can't play, but I don't know. Maybe you play.
No, I can't.
But being a writer and with having an incredible voice that you have, because I did some research on you, too, and I don't go on the computer, you know.